Yeah, Patel, yeah, yeah. He counts, so I have to tell him. Guaranteed him that he'll be good. Cum led about your mother, we're up to the two dots in the middle of the page. Amamar, you said before, Ish Moy Chagav, you said before there are four signs that all of the kosher locusts have to have. They have to have four legs, they have to have two wings, and these two wings have to cover most of their body. And then you said you have to have two other legs to help them jump. Four. And then you said something about if its name is Chagav. We would have thought that the name was Chagav, which is a grasshopper, that already makes a kosher of no signs. Why would you think so? Ish my Chagav, Yochel, I would have thought, ain't by Kola Samanim Alalu, it doesn't have all the Samanim. Talmud Leimer comes to teach you. Lemineu, says in the Pasuk, Lemineu, adds to their kind something similar. Ad sheyia b'kol ha-semanim alalu, if ordered for a locus to be kosher, it must have all of these four semanim. Ein boy kol ha-semanim alalu, if it does not have all those four semanim, mehecha teise, why would you even think that is kosher? Just because it's called a chagav? But if an animal is called a cow, but it looks like a pig, you say it's kosher, could it call it a cow? It has to have semanim. Says the Gemara, Arbe Chagol Tziv, it says in the Pasuk, there are a few details. It says Arbe Chagol, right? There's a few of the details. So they have to be similar to these. So L'chayit, it's have four simonim. So why not? E like Siv Salam, if it would not have said Salam, Kedikam, like you say. If it would not have said Salam, which is another species, just Chagol, Chagol, I'd say, well, you know, to be kosher, it's have all four simonim. Hash to Siv Salam, now that it does say Salam, what is, and we said before, it comes to add a long head, which is different than all the other ones. So maybe it's coming also to include anything, even if it does not have the four simanim at all. Only one simon. Look at Solomon. All it has, that doesn't have to be similar to the other ones. It has a long head. So maybe just calling it Chagav is enough. Says the Gemara, Maishna Hasam, why is over there? So that's why we would have thought so. That's why we have to know that no, every grasshopper, regardless of the name, has to have all four simon. Says the Gemara, Maishna Hasam, why is over there? The Amid, you say, Salam Zerishin, you said Salam Zerishin. And Chargirl Zenipol, you said, you described to us Salam in the local language as Zerishin. And a Chargirl as a nipple. Why are we here? The Amid, you told us just the opposite. Salam is nipple and Chagol is addition. Each country calls it different names. So the answer is simply, Marki Asrei, Marki Asrei. Each place has different names for the different product, for the same product. So it doesn't mean we're not arguing what it is, we're just arguing what it's called. They both agree that a Salam has no tail, and a Chagol has a tail. And they just have different names for the other insects that look like him, the locs look like him. Rashi says an interesting thing. Do you have to shecht locusts? Do you have to shecht them? We know fish, we learned before the Gemara, you don't have to shecht fish. The Torah says chayim beim to shecht, and fish it says asif. You gather them together, so asif at l'shchitasim. When you gather them together, you pull them out of the water, that's how you shecht it. What about locusts? They're meaty and they're on the ground. Maybe you have to shecht them. That's what Rashi asks. Yeah, so maybe shecht them. So the answer is the Pasuk says behemah. Zoyz Teila. I'm just quoting Rashi. It says Zoyz Teila sa behemah, which means animals. Then it says oiv birds. So those are the chitter. And then it says, all those that crawl in the water, which is fish, and they don't eat shchita. And then it says, anything which crawls on the ground, which is locust. Since it comes after fish, and fish doesn't require shchita, neither does this. Get back to your mother, uva dog in fish, kol sheyesh, like any fish that has in it, snapping, which is fins, and kaskeses are scales. In order for a fish to be kosher, it has to have fins and scales. Torah must be learned. What about Ein Loi Achshav? It doesn't have scales now, but it'll grow it after time. There's actually a fish one of the sturgeons, that inside the water it has no scales, but as soon as you take it out of the water, suddenly scales appear. And then it has kosher. You get caviar from that. One of the family of sturgeons. I don't know how long, but it inevitably comes up. And what happens, currently it has no scales, but when it matures, it has scales. And you eat it now while it doesn't have the scales. Then it is kosher. You have to know that if you'd be a fisherman, you have to know exactly what's what. Yeah. Kivkoi, for example, he says it, how sultan is, for afir. Hareze mutter, their mutter. These are like little sardines. What about Yeshle Achshav? It has fish right now, but eventually they fall away. The other fish that in the water they have scales, but when they go out of the water they lose the scales. Keep going, for example, Akunis, Vafunis, don't know what they are, Kaspatius, and Vachtaftius. The Atunis, it's all a tuna. Hareze mutter, they're all permitted. They're all permitted. So we learned over there, koshi yeshle kaskesh, as any fish that has the scales, yeshle snapper, definitely has fins to steer it. But the yeshle snapper are fish that have fins, the ainle kaskeshes, they don't have scales. So really, if as soon as you see a fish that has scales, you know it's kosher. If you see a fish with fins, you don't know it's kosher, because maybe it never had scales. Is yeshle kaskeshes snapper, if it has scales and fins, dog toy, it's kosher fish. Yeshle snapper, man. I guess it has fins, but no scale. Dog tummy. So Mehdi, I don't understand. So why talk to me about fins? All you need to know is scales. Mehdi, it's clear that the main thing is the scales. Lichtev Rachmane Kaskeses, talk to us about scales. Well, lift a snapper, don't mention fins. Says Igmara. Ikasev Rachmane Kaskeses. If the Tater would have written scales, but like cause a snapper and not fins, have a minute. I would have thought my kaskeses. You know what kaskeses is? Snapper. If the Torah were written only one word, snapper, how do we know what the word means? So we would have always touched it wrong. We would have always said, you know what snapper means. If the Torah said only the word kaskeses, you wouldn't think it means scales. I would think it means fins. And I would think that any fish that has fins, like a shark has fins, but it has no scales, I would think it's kosher. We don't know where the taichin are. I feel the dog tummy. Even a non-kosher bird, we would say it's kosher. Therefore, kosher rachmanu, the Torah writes both. They said, this is what you should eat. If it has to have a snapper and a kaskeses, b'mayim, by giving us both words, we ask, what are the two things? And we realize that one of them is fins and one of them is scales. And how do I know which one's which? After the Kos Rachmanis Snapi Vikaskes, now the Torah wrote both. That they are both. So how do I know which is the Kaskeres Snapi? So I say the kaskeshes is something that does not come off. This is part of the skin of the animal, like a cloak that the animal wears. And why could it receive? We find a word that's very similar. It talks about the armor that a soldier wears. It says he wears a copper hat on his head. And it says, Vishirian kaskasim hulavash. He wears a panzer, wears a metal coat out of copper. So the fact that it says in Pasuk, Vishirian kaskasim Hulavush tells us that kaskashi means a dress you wear. In other words, it's the scales on the animal, not the fins. Goes back to our question. Why did the Torah have to write both? We know that kaskashi means the scales. The lift of Rachmana kaskashi, so write only kaskashi. You don't need snap at all. Why would you think so? Yeah. And you can't say, oh, we thought kaskashi means fins. No, we know from another pasuk that metal armor that the soldier wears, they call it kaskeses because it's like the scale of a thing. That's how they're built on top of each other. Yeah. Interesting answer. Whenever we don't have an answer, we say, you're right, sometimes the Torah could have avoided it, but the more words of the Torah keeps us busier. So every word is a schus.
Yeah, but that contradicts the fact that the Torah uses only the necessary.
True. So Tosafot says, Yagel Torah V'yadir. Right here, Amar Lanu time. He told us many reasons. Lay them out, Kaskashas. The Tater decided to give us a couple of bases for knowing his Kaskashas. Sit. Yeah. Tesis has a whole discussion here. When Adam Arishan called all the animals by name, birds, they also call the fish by name or not. Name. Did he give them names? He's not sure. Maybe yes, maybe no. Get back to your mother. Amar Abavu, turn up what we learned, right in the middle of the page. We learned, Mimash Mashinemar. It says in the Pasik, anything that has fins and scales, Bamayim in the seas, Bamayim in the water, Bayam in the seas, the Cholim in the canals, Oysam Techelu. That is what you should eat. So, it says, Mimash Mashinemar, it says, Ochel, you should eat. You should eat all those that have fins and scales. As sheyeshloi, those that have shemayani al teichel shaylos. Obviously, if you don't have it, don't eat it, right? So eat it only if it has the fins and scales. Mash b'shenem. And the next pasuk says al teichel shaylos. Don't eat if it doesn't have it. Shemayani achol sheyeshloi. So we have two. The Pasuk says, don't eat if it doesn't have fins and scales. What does that tell us? But if it does have fins and scales, you're allowed to eat. So we have a mitzvah save eating those fins and scales. And then the first Pasuk says, eat those that have fins and scales. It seems to be repetitive. Eat those that have fins and scales. Why does it say twice? We have a rule.
You don't have to eat it.
We have a rule. Anything that's the opposite of a negative becomes a positive. So it's like a mitzvah say. Or a heter at least, not a say, but there's a heter to eat fins and scales. So why does the heter say it twice? It says once openly, eat fins and scales, and then another verse says don't eat without fins and scales, which automatically tells us, but with fins and scales you could eat. So it seems to be repetitive. Says the Gemara, v'loma shonam. So why does it say twice? Lavat Allah ba'aseva loisa said that if you eat non-kosher fish, you did two avedas. You ate non-kosher fish, plus your oiver and asay. Asay says you have to eat kosher fish, and you ate non-kosher fish. Then the Pasuk says, Toichlu, you should eat, Mikoil Asher B'mayim, everything, it's in the water, Ma Tamud Leimer.
How if you mention two avers, the fact that you don't eat kosher fish, you don't have to eat fish at all.
Yeah, but if you're eating tray fish, you need two avers. The negative of not eating tray, and you're over the positive of eating kosher. You're not doing that. Okay, so you should eat everything in water. I would have thought. I would have thought like this. You allowed us to eat things that crawl in the water without fins and scales. We'll soon see what he's talking about. Little creepy crawly things, like larvae. In one part it says clearly you're allowed to, and one part it says vaguely you're allowed to. I would have thought ma kishehite b'mefurish, just like when you matter when it's clear. You're only matter if it's inside a cup with no wings, no fins, and no scales. You have little creepy things inside the water, things that grow out of the water, like little bacteria, a little lava, like little worms that come from the water itself. It's inside a keli, allowed to. So av kishehite b'stam, so too, when you were matir stam, when you weren't so clear, where? Lahite ele b'keli, you're only matir, only inside a vessel. But any other body of water, including a pit, a cistern, anything else, a pond, which gets the water from under the ground. So they're similar to seas and oceans and all that. So those only can be eaten if they have the simani. Minayin l'rabbis. How do we know to include boiros, shichin, or midas? We have pits and ditches and caves in the water. Fish that grow from the water. Not proper fish. Little worms that grow from the water itself. So shoichin v'shoichin, you're allowed to drink them. V'einu nimna, and there's no aveda in there at all. because they come from the water. You can eat everything from the water itself. That's right. That's why you know the people who look in, you know, they look into the water and they find any, you know, little insect. They say, you know, I'll drink the water. If it's bacteria that comes from the water itself, there's nothing wrong with drinking it. It's only if it comes from outside sources. Yeah, whatever you want in the water. Heichen hitit. Where did the Torah say you're allowed to eat if it has no wing, no fins, and no scales? So the Gemara, Yechsev, it says, "Ezet toichlu mikol hashebamayim." These you should eat from everything that's in the water. By yamim uven cholim, when it comes to the water and the cholim and this, you know, the canals. That's when I say you have to have fins and scales. But yamim unucholim unuchis leocha. If it has fins and scales, you eat. The less leilo, you have no fins and scales, don't eat. Hobig kalim. Tomorrow is the last blot of this pedic, and then you got to get another gemara. Hobig kalim. Oh, you have it. Wow. Good. Hobig kalim. If anybody sees a yim believer, send him my Arfur Shleiman, our best regards. He's been away for a while. He has back problems. No, he's not here. He's been away for a while. He has back problems. In the hospital at home. You're a believer. Yeah, he has a bag of leg press. He has to lie the whole time. Mitch will get better. Yeah, so he's been away for 3 months already. A doctor bin ich nicht. But if you put, if it comes in a utensil, I've got the less, even if it doesn't have this kosher size, achol, eat. You can eat. That's what the Gemara is saying, that if you have little kinds of worms that come out of the water itself, no signs of kosher, you're allowed to eat it. Freddie, what? How do you know to make this deduction? Maybe the other way around. Aim was saying that in the sea, you're allowed to eat fish that have fins and scales, but in a cup, even if it has fins and scales, you cannot eat it. Maybe that's right. Aim a bekalim. I forgot the Isla Latechel. Even if it has fins and scales, you're not allowed to eat it. So the Gemara is talking. I don't think so. It says the cholash and ainless napi the kashkash and ain that has no fins and scales. By yami moving the cholim, the seas and the canal, the cholsheret samayim. But yami menucholim the less leilay techel hasn't done it. Ha bekalim, I forgot the less leachel. Because we have another pasuk where it says anything that has no fins and scales, only where in the seas, don't eat. Is mashma, but inside a cup you could eat. I forgot the less leachel. Even if it doesn't have it, you can eat it. There's an extra pasuk. So it's coming to be matter. So anyone, how do you know? Veim and say, but mayim is a klal. In the sea is a klal. But yamim v'necholim, in the seas and the canals is a prat. Klal prat, ein b'chal masha prat. You only limit to the prat. What? You need fins and scales. Yamim v'necholim in, maybe that you cannot even eat the fish that's found in the canals. And b'mayim chazav v'kol, then it's again the pasuk b'mayim in the water. What's the chazav v'kol? To tell you, hani tray dawat, that anything which is in the water, you're allowed to eat if it has fins and scales. Hani tray kloli desmichel don't know, but these are two kloli that are right next to each other. Amar Avinu k'damri imro, they say in Israel, kol mokum sha'atza moiti shnei kloli desev, every time two kloli right next to each other, is hatel prat b'neim, take the prat that's closest to them and put it between them, and v'dein them and rule them as a klalu prat klal. And what's the rule of klalu prat? That we include anything which is similar to a prat. So therefore, so we're marba any prat that any kind of body of water, including a pit, that any kind of body of water, you're allowed to eat the fish. We say what kind of water? Excuse me. We're talking about water that comes from underground water. Any water that its source is underground water, including like pits and all that, or caves. And but not a pit. A pit is a cistern. Has no underground water. It has, you know, you fill it with water from the rainwater. any body of water that comes from underground water has the same dinim, only fins and scales. Okay, Gemara explains now. Bamayim is a klal. Bayamim and cholim is a prat, telling you only water that comes from underground water. Bamayim chazav ekol. Klal by the klal, yamim prat. Ma prat mefudish mayim noivim has to be water that comes from taps from underground water. Is afkol mayim noivim. May rabbi, what are we adding? What are we adding? Similar charitzin v'nitzin, like canals. Liyisura, that also those only if it has fins and scales. My meat, what are we excluding? Boyer is sichon amidas. Let's tell you that a boyer, a sichon amidas, they have little fish there that don't have the, they know that come from the water itself, but they don't come from another source. It's their own. You're allowed to eat those little worms that form in that water. Ready to get more. Let us say ma prat mefudish, just like the prat is mefudish. Mayim gedelim al gab bekarka. The prat is mefudish, water that grows on the ground. Any water on the ground, you should only have fins and scales. What do we come in to include? I feel a boiter sichon amidas, even a pit, a cistern. It doesn't get its water from under the ground. It gets its water from the top of the ground, like rainwater. That should be good enough. That only kosher fish you should be able to eat. My meat, and what are we excluding? Only kalim. Only a pot and pan. If you have water, you left overnight, pot and pan, and you find over there little bugs coming for the little fishies in the water, will say, oh, those are kosher. We don't care what size they are. In Cain, if so, toichlu mahanile. What if they say the word toichlu? Kalim, anywhere not awesome. So why do they say don't eat those that don't have fins and scales? It's coming to tell you that even a boyer, only in seas and rivers don't eat non-kosher fish, but in a boy, in a pit, a cistern, not only a utensil, but a cistern, if there's fish growing in it from itself, spontaneous, asexual fish, you're allowed to eat it, even though it does not have any of the simanim. It doesn't have to be exactly like it is in the way by the seas.
So maybe because technically they're not fish. Right?
But they look like fish, a little tadpole, little guppies. But come from the water itself, not from some other source.
From the water itself, it's incredible.
Yeah. But so according to this opinion, it's you're allowed to eat it. However, Dvei Rabbi Shmuel Tana, the Yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel learns, b'mayim shtei pamim, he says, ein ze klal prat. El ribim, he holds, it's not a klal prat. We'll use a different method called ribim mit. How does that work? B'mayim ribim includes everything. B'yamim necholim mit. Comes to limit, not everything, but comes to limit a little bit, make it similar to in Mayim and Cholim, which includes most bodies of water. I mean, includes all bodies of water that have underground water source. Chazav Riba, he then added another word, Mayim, Riba, Mi'ev Riba. This is called Riba, Mi'ev Riba. And the din is Riba Hakol. You include everything. You include everything. My Rabbi, what do you include? Charitzin v'ni'itzin li'isura, that even canals, fish with no scales are asr. My meat, what are we excluding? Boirois, sichin, umayres, latayra, that pits and caves, you're allowed to eat the fish that's inside there. That's the ribi meat, the ribi is marb everything. Ema, let us say, so no, if you hold klal, prata klal, you only marb if it's in the furthest thing from it, which is in a keli. Even cisterns. My riba, let's say, what do you marbe boyre sichel amidas lisura? Maybe we marbe boyre sichel amidas lisura. My mid kalim. In kalim, so toichlu ma hanele. What do I need? Toichlu. If all the thing that you're not allowed, that you're allowed to eat, nothing is toichlu. What I need it for? Do part of it tomorrow because there's no shit tomorrow. Well, a few more lines. The eifel, let's say the other way around. Tony matasio by Yudoi, Myra is the rabbi. Why do you decide to include boy the sichon amidas that needs fins and scales? That's mutter. Lohoitzi charitzin venitzin lesura, exclude these canals and say, Leisur, marbadi boy the amidas ain't sudim because kalim. You know why they're lenient with them? You're allowed to eat fish because they look like a big pot. Just because sitting in the ground, a pit is like a big pot. But canals are flowing. They don't look like a pot. They're not standing in one place. So therefore, over there, so bottom line is little fishes that are found in kalim, you're allowed to eat, even though it has no fins or scales. So we'll stop there. Have a good Shabbos, everybody.